Welcome to your five for the day. For 21 years, I have been responsible for organising an Easter holiday for so many of my friends, some old, some new. The number joining us varied from a peak of 90 to a trough of 45. Each year I took in the names, allocated rooms to everybody, ensured adequate transport was available, and excursions had been booked. But the very first year proved almost to be a disaster. The first afternoon I stood in the entrance of the hotel with my list of names and rooms. As guests crowded round me wanting to know their room number, I would look down my list, give them the number, and off they would go. Every now and again one couple would ask me for their number, and as I scanned my list, I realised their names were missing. So I would fob them off and move on to someone else. Imagine my horror when finally all the other guests had left me and I was still in the company of this one couple for whom I had no room, even though they had been the first to book. For some reason, I had failed to designate a room for them. Nightmare. Thankfully, the manager was standing next to me and was able to direct a couple of youngsters to a reserve room, and the problem was solved. Did I breathe a huge sigh of relief? I tell you this story because according to the Bible, which I believe, God has a list of names of people who have a room reserved for them in heaven. At the end of time, that list is going to be reviewed and confirmation given of a place in heaven. It is called the Book of Life. What I am told in Revelation chapter 20 and verses 11 to 15 is that this book is going to be opened. If my name is there, then all will be well for eternity. If my name is not contained in it, then an eternity of woe awaits me. How then, you may ask, do I ensure my name is written in this all-important book? Is it there as a reward for clean living, for being religious, for being a helpful neighbour, for reading my Bible, for praying, for giving to charity? As good and commendable as all these things are, none of them is the reason my name can be found in that book. The only way my name can be included in that book is to take three steps. Firstly, I need to acknowledge that I am a sinner, deserving of God's punishment. Secondly, I need to realize that Jesus took my punishment on the cross in my place. Thirdly, I must thank him and ask him into my heart and life to become my Savior. The moment I take these three steps of faith is the moment my name is written in God's book of life. Once written there, it can never be expunged, blotted out, or removed. So I have to ask you, my listener today, have you taken these steps of faith? Is your name written in that book? If not, then why not? Why not do something about it today, before it's too late? It will make all the difference in this life, and certainly in eternity. So do something about it, and do it today. May the Lord bless you, and help you to take these all-important steps. Thank you for listening.